Right, the time now, 14 minutes past 7 on Radio Veritas. A very warm welcome to you if you've just joined us. It's a Catholic radio station broadcasting from Eden Vale in Johannesburg with lots of Catholic news. Good news for a change. And we're broadcasting in the Greater Johannesburg area on 576 Medium Wave, DSTV 870 to the whole of Southern Africa, and of course streaming live at www.radioveritas.co.za. Now, I was reading recently the Knights of Da Gama's little magazine. They put out a little newsletter, really, once a month. It's called Link, The Link. And I like to go through that because you read about people I've known. I read about people I've known who've died. I read about projects which take place in different areas. And there's just so many instances of good news which are being done by different groups in the church, one of those being the Knights of Da Gama. There I read about something happening in the Benoni parish, and I thought to myself, goodness gracious, I don't know about this. I didn't know about a project there called St. Martin de Porres Project, and I'm the director of the St. Martin Center in Springs. So I thought, let me investigate. So we made a phone call, and now it's my pleasure to be speaking to Marilyn Smith. Good morning, Marilyn.
Morning, Father. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. I hope you are fine and bright this morning.
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Marilyn, I was very interested to see about St. Martin de Porres project, and I was wondering, what is this project? And I thought, let's find out, what is this project? And let's see whether we can't work together with the St. Martin Center in Springs, and let's see what you're actually doing out in Benoni at the Barcelona Squatter Camp. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it's an NPO that we started in 2005. Ooh. It was started by a lady called Ligia Da Silva, who ran a small business in Benoni, and one of her employees told her about the need out there, how poor and hungry the people were. So we basically started a little soup kitchen there, making soup from our houses and taking them through there and distributing them.
Right.
Then it became a bit too much, so we managed to acquire a little house there in the Barcelona area where we started making soup every Saturday. And basically what has happened, it has grown now so much that we actually had to move from that small center, and we on another property on the edge of Barcelona, near Centro Rand. So what we are doing every day now, we have started a little creche, and we have a school. We have some children that cannot go to school because they cannot get IDs. So we're doing a school and a creche and a drop-in center for the children before school to come and get some food and after school. Every Saturday we have the soup kitchen where we feed between 300 and 400 people.
Well, I mean, that's incredible. I'm bowled over because it was a local initiative. You called it St. Martin de Porres. How did you come to that?
We took the name from, the name was taken from the saint called Martin de Porres.
Yes.
He was a lay brother of the Dominican order.
Right.
And he's the patron saint of mixed race people and all those seeking interracial harmony. And he was noted for work among the poor, and right, that's why we took his name.
Well, that's fantastic. And you never contacted the St. Martin Center?
I'm actually not quite sure about that.
Okay.
Ligia Da Silva, who really started it, might be able to shed some light on that.
Do you have any link with the St. Martin de Porres project out in Delmas?
No, no.
Well, that's interesting because you're both doing more or less the same work.
Yes.
And I'm very, very interested, and I would really like to know a lot more about this project. How do you support yourselves?
Well, it's basically through, we try fundraising. We had a project where we try to get enlist people to adopt a family. This means that someone would provide whatever they could for a family in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to ask them to do this on a monthly basis, like the basic needs being to give a family mealie meal and sunlight soap.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have families that have been supporting us from the beginning, but because the economy is so bad, a lot of them have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's quite amazing. Even as our treasurer says, just when he thinks our funds are drying up, something wonderful happens, and we get some more money in. And yesterday, we were so fortunate to have another. We operate out of containers there.
Right.
We've got 8 containers.
Mm.
And yesterday, we were so fortunate enough to have another 3 12-foot containers delivered, which have been fitted out with windows and storerooms. And we have placed the containers in a U shape. And the main intention of these is to be our church.
Hmm.
We have many Catholic people and some that have lapsed because it was too far for them to go into Davyton for church.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very fortunate to have Father Michael Murphy, who says Mass for us once a month, every Sunday at 10 a.m. And we have a service without... We have service without Father if he is unavailable.
All right.
We say our prayers in many different languages. We have a lady that teaches catechism. And we are going to name our church after Blessed Benedict Daswa.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't
it? And the funds from these 3 containers came via Father Chris Schoenenberger from Hopperora.
Okay.
Youth retreat, for which we are very grateful.
Well, Linda,
so, yes, we go on every week, and we have ladies that come there. They do sewing and knitting, and we try and uplift the people. We try to make a vegetable garden, but sometimes we have water, other times we don't have water. So it's very difficult to try and sustain the gardens.
Well, I'm most impressed. I mean, this is really why, you know, when I started Radio Veritas years ago, I said, there's so much good news around. And this is really, really good news. And
yes,
I want to congratulate you and those working with you, because this is really something that was a local initiative that wasn't started by the government. You saw a need, you responded to the need, and you're still been going now for how many years now?
We've been going since 2005, 12 years.
There you go. And you don't have a constant income?
No, we don't. It's only by the grace of God we get donations and people hear of us. We even have parishes overseas that have little fundraisers and send us money. And so we just keep going, and it's just too wonderful for words.
That's right. And how many are you involved?
We only actually are 8 members on the committee, but we have all the ladies that come there. They organize the soup kitchen. We have groups of them, and then each day a little group makes the soup and so on. And then we have 2 social workers. Well, we call them social workers, but they just help out, and they try and speak to the people that are sick, because we have very many sick people. We also have once a month the BAPS community from Brentwood Park come and distribute homeopathic medication to our people.
Wow. Are you a recognized NPO or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, we are. We are a recognized NPO. We're a Section 18A, BEE registered. So, yes, we are.
Wow, that's incredible. BEE, NPO, my goodness, you're everything. So you really are an official organization. Do you get any money from government?
No, nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing. No.
So you're dependent upon local people helping?
Yeah, our funds are all donated. And occasionally we try fundraising, which is very difficult because there are many other organizations out there trying to do fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some very kind people who donate food, clothing, which we distribute regularly. And we never cease to be amazed by the people's generosity.
And how many are you feeding every day? 300?
Yeah, up to 300, 400, yeah.
Gee, my goodness gracious. Well, I mean, that's quite incredible. But now listen, Marilyn, I'm director of the St. Martin Center in Springs.
Yes.
And, this is precisely the sort of stuff we would like to do. And, we draw on people from around the country. And it would be good to have a project like this that we can say, there is a St. Martin project out in Bernoulli. Barcelona's got a camp. And if you make contributions to us, we will be able to help Barcelona camp.
Well, that will be lovely. And we encourage people to come there. It's really lovely for them to come and see what we're doing. It's really very nice.
That's very, very, very nice. And it's a small group that you're working with.
Yes.
Well. Do you get donations of fruit and vegetables, for example?
Yes, we do sometimes. Even like Benoni Child Welfare, they get donated fruit and veg and stuff. And if it's too much for them, they give it to us. So it's very nice. We work nicely with other charities. If they feel they've got too much, they help us out and so on.
Now, when you feed the children and so on, where do the children sit? Just outside or do they sit?
Yes, just outside. Unfortunately, the containers we have there are just for our little school and our kitchen and everything. But they sit outside and very happily eat their food.
And you say you've got the school now. You mean the creche?
Yeah, a creche, drop-in center. We have got some older children that should be at school.
Yeah.
But the schools won't accept them because they don't have identity documents. And it's very difficult to get these children registered. So we're also trying to help those out.
Well, I must say, this is one of the best interviews I've had for a long time because it really it touches my heart because this is a real need that we have out there.
And yeah, there's a huge need. And I often sit there and I think, this is just a drop in the ocean in our country where we are serving the people. I think there's a lot of other need out there.
Okay.
But we do our best where we can.
Well, Marilyn, all I can say is you're doing a grand job, and Marilyn, you're doing a wonderful job out there at the Barcelona camp. Are you there every day?
No, I don't go every day, but we are there every day, except a Monday and a Friday, because we don't have enough food to feed on a Monday and a Friday. Otherwise, every other day we're there.
All right.
Now, Sunday as well, because we now are having church. And we have over 100 people coming to Mass every Sunday now.
And is the Mass in the container?
Well, it's going to be, but as I say, it was only delivered yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go. Well, look, Marilyn, congratulations to you and your team on doing a wonderful, wonderful work. I must say, I'm really, really impressed at this St. Martin de Porres project out in Barcelona, Squatter Camp. And I want to appeal to our listeners out there now. If anybody out there would like to help in some way, I want to encourage you to contact. Who should they contact you, Marilyn?
Yes, they can contact me.
Now, give us your number that they should phone.
082
804-2627. There we go. 082-804-2627.
Yes.
And that's Marilyn Smith. Easy name to remember. Marilyn Smith. She's a volunteer at the St. Martin de Porres project in Barcelona Squatter Camp in Benoni. And if there's anything you have, like clothing, foodstuffs, whatever, anything else that you need, money, of course.
Yeah, even a wool or material, because we're trying to help our ladies knit and sew. So we don't have electricity, unfortunately, but our containers are fitted out with plugs. So when we do get electricity, we're going to teach them to sew. We have a few sewing machines and that.
Wow.
So we're really trying to uplift them.
Well, that's fantastic. Wonderful work. Congratulations to you and the Benoni Parish for this incredible work. That's Father David Evans, great friend of mine, and I'm so happy. We contacted him yesterday, and he said we should get hold of you, and here we are. And it all comes through the link, which is the Knights of Da Gama little magazine or newsletter. That's where I got to know about it. Now, hopefully, thousands of people listening to Radio Veritas have come to know about St. Martin de Porres project in Barcelona squatter camp in Benoni.
Thank you very much.
Anybody who wants to help you in any way, yes. I hope they're going to phone you on 082-804-2627. Marilyn, God thank bless you and your team, and thank you for talking
thank
to me.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Well, now, isn't that great? Wonderful, wonderful news about a project that's bringing so much hope and happiness to adults and children at the Barcelona squatter camp. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of a squatter camp? Well, here you have it, and it's all possible. And you know, you can do something in some small way. Whatever it is you have, food, money, groceries, wool, clothing, even just yourself to go along and help. You give Marilyn a call on 082-804-2627. And if this succeeds, you let us know and let us know of the success of what has happened. It's 7:30.